Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to a Wednesday edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man for this Wednesday, June 27th of 2018. I'm your host for tonight, Miracle Man. And let me tell you something. We are exactly 1 week away. We are exactly 1 week away from the 4th of July, which, in my opinion, is the most important date if you're an American, because it symbolizes, you know, the declaration of our independence from the British. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit on one of the shows next week. But praise God, I'm so glad you could join us tonight. And it is my pleasure to be here with you, as always. And I pray that you are blessed wherever you may be, however you may be, accessing this show this evening. And so, I do want to let you know a couple of things. One thing is something I forgot to mention last night. Dr. Mark T. Barclay is doing a Holy Spirit conference live in Palm Coast, Florida, Jacksonville area. But my point is, I'm telling you that so that you can live stream the services. You can go to marktbarclay.com. And you can click on the Listen Live link, and you'll be able to listen to the conference services. I did not listen to the first night. I had actually forgotten about it. And then today there was a service at 10:30. Tonight's service is at 7. Tomorrow's services are at 10:30 and 7 o'clock, and then the same thing Friday. And I believe that the services are going to be powerful there, and that God, the Spirit of God, will be moving. Amen. Also, this weekend is Dominion Camp meeting down in Columbus, Ohio. A great lineup of speakers, including my personal favorite of the list of speakers for this year, Brother Rob Parsley himself, is going to be speaking at Dominion Camp meeting in Columbus on Friday night. I'll be there. I was going to Columbus for, I was going to Ohio just for vacation, but it's crazy how things just sometimes work out like in your favor. It was crazy. It was so awesome. Like in my, and it made my dad, you know, so pumped. So I'm real pumped to hear what Brother Rod Parsley, has to say on Friday night. I know it's going to be anointed. He hears from God. I know it's also going to be a word in season. I want to encourage you to go to rodparsley.com, PARSLEY.com, and listen to it. there is also a missionary. He's been to so many different countries. He's from another country, Tudor Bismarck. He's going to be speaking at one of the services. But I think I'm probably just going to go to Friday. But I will possibly be streaming some of the other sessions, as there are 7 sessions, Friday night being the first one. I'm looking forward to Friday night. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. And that testimony I told you about, Rod's son, there's been a lot of things that have happened at Canton. A lot of miracles have happened. In fact, they've had Benny Hinn. They had Benny Hinn 3 different times at camp meeting. Of course, I don't know why we didn't know more about it back then. Otherwise, maybe we would have been there. But praise God. As I just said before, I'm expecting from God. And I feel like the Lord wants me to talk a little bit tonight about having an expectancy. Expectancy. So you got to be expecting God to move. And I'm going to be talking about that tonight. That's what I'm going to exhort about. Also, for tonight's program, we're going to read Numbers chapter 32. Then we're going to read Hebrews 11. And the first 2 verses of 12, as we normally do. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about having expectancy that God will do something. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on. Also, that losing streak for the Tigers keeps on going. Tigers had a lead on Monday night, couldn't keep it. Tigers had a lead last night, couldn't keep it. And the Tigers play, they're supposed to play the Oakland A's tonight at 7:10. I don't know whether that game is going to be played tonight or not. It was raining all morning here this morning, and then the rain let up. In Detroit, I understand it was raining quite a bit, too. I don't know if it still is or not. But that's what's been going on. So, got a great show point for the week. And then I do want to let you know to keep an eye out for next week, show schedule. Monday night, I probably will do a show. I'm not sure where. And then Tuesday is another good possibility. There probably, most likely, will not be a Wednesday show, mainly because I'll be up north in an area that it'll be kind of. But I am here at McDonald's, as usual, at 1711 South Saginaw Road, is where the McDonald's is at. We're across the road from a Kmart. We're northwest of an Admiral Marathon gas station and southeast of the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. I'm towards the back of the restaurant. And if you want to come in McDonald's and say hi to me, you are more than welcome to do it. You really are more than welcome to come in and say hi to me. And so it is an awesome thing to be able to have the technology to be able to do this. And while I am here, let me just remind you that Coca-Cola is in fact the best soft drink ever, in my opinion. It really is. Dr. Pepper, no comparison. Pepsi, no comparison. Same with Mountain Dew and the others. And of course, I always say Coke, but you get to choose whether it's regular Coke, by the way, Diet Coke does not count in my book at all. Diet Coke does not count. But Cherry Coke counts, as well as, of course, Vanilla Coke. Both of them count, but not Diet Coke. Especially not Diet Coke with lime, as I like to call it. I had a purple at my high school. We would call it Diet Choke with Slime. Coca-Cola, best soda ever. You can get any size Coke you want at McDonald's for the low price of $1. $1. Get you a Coke at McDonald's. So, now, just want to tell you, if you have friends, family members, who are interested in the show, I want to encourage you to spread the word about this program. I really do. I know God is mightily using this program. I know we're going to advance. And we're just going to keep it going. And I just want to tell you real quickly how you can tell others how to get hooked up. So it's really easy. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see a search box. When you're in that search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. And what's going to happen is once you type that in and hit that go button, you will see a link. I want you to click on that link because that link takes you to something called Live and Large. That is our channel, me and Preacher Man's channel. We have done over 170 episodes now of Preacher and Miracle Man. And it has been a blast. We have been loving doing it very much. And I'm sure God's been using it. And it's just been awesome. Now, once you you get on that website, something cool is going to happen. And here's what it is. if you hit that follow button, then you will get notified every time that we get ready to do a show. So every time we get ready to do a show, you'll get.
Telephone number where you can call in. So we can talk generally about whatever you want to talk about. We can pray. We can talk about sports. We can talk about the Word of God. You can testify. If you want to testify about God's goodness, I strongly encourage you to do that. Telephone number that you can call us at is 315-383-3836. Once again, that telephone number is 315-383-3836. Listen to the prompt. To the prompt. And then, once you get to the prompt, I do want to let you know one thing. This is not a political talk show. If you fall into this post, then you want to talk about politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have put the Bible calls us to do this. The Bible says I'm also going to tell you to vote in the election. Voting is really important. It's a great way to get your very first. And so, one thing we're doing that. In addition, this show is a family-friendly show, so we want everyone to feel comfortable. We want parents to be able to feel comfortable allowing their children to work in the good house. So we ask that everything you say is appropriate for our audience, but more important, that hopefully for God, because we want God to be proud. We want God to be proud. So if you wouldn't say what you think, please don't come say it. So if we can follow the rules tonight, that'll be great. And call. We can have a wonderful show tonight. We've got. No. But. I thank you, Lord, for taking me for the show. I thank you for the people who have. Thank you. And the Reubenites and the Gadites, who have very large herds and flocks, saw that the land of without were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar and to the leaders of the Gadites, said, "Hello, Jacob. Yes, sir. I phone. Hey, Philip. Evil. And Phil. The land the Lord. The land that the Lord should do for the people of Israel. Suitable for livestock. Here's the about, if we have found favor in your eyes, land be given to your servant as our possession. Do not cross the Jordan." Moses said to that Gadite and Reubenite, "Shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here? Why discourage the Israelites from going over to the land the Lord had given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh-Barnea to look over the land. So they went up to the valley of Eshkol and beat the land. They discouraged the Israelites from entering the land that the Lord had given them. The Lord's anger was aroused that day, and he swore to himself, 'Because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old or more who came up out of Egypt shall see the land I promised them.'" And Isaac
and Jacob.
"To that word except Caleb just some gifts for me. The Canaanites and Joshua For they followed the Lord. Wholeheartedly. And the Lord David turned against his people. He made them wander the desert. So, a whole generation of those who had done evil, the fight was on. He was a brood of sinners standing in the place of the Father. Take a look for with Israel. You turn away from following him. You will again leave all of the people in the desert. And you will be the cause of their destruction. Then they came up to him and said, we would like to build tents here for our livestock and cities for our women and children. But we are ready to arm ourselves. Go ahead with the Israelites until we have brought them to their place. Meanwhile, our women and children and fortified cities for protection the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every Israelite has received his inheritance. We will not receive any inheritance until we decide on the Lord. Because our inheritance has come to us on the east side of the Jordan. Then Moses said to them, If you will arm yourselves before the Lord for battle, if all of you will go on over the Jordan before the Lord until he has forgiven his enemies out before him, when he is a man to be before the Lord. You will turn free from the obligation the Lord has planned will be a position before possession before the Lord. But if you fail to do this, it will be sitting against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sins will find you out. Still cities for the children, attend for your father, but do what you have done. And God answered and said to Moses, we, your servants, will do as our Lord commands. Our children, and wives, our flocks, and our herds will remain here in the city of Gilead, but your servants shall cross over and fight before the Lord, just as our Lord said. And Moses gave orders about that. That's what Son of Man. And to the family of the Israelites, said to them, if they get out from either one, the men on the battle, they cross over the Jordan before the Lord. Then when the land is subdued before you, give them the land of Gilead as their possession. But if they do not cross over you, that they must accept their position with you Again, I can prove tonight, and for your service, so this is what the Lord has, we will cross over for the Lord in time. Prophet, leading will be on the side of the Jordan. Then Moses gave to the Gadites, who were going to send the half-tribe of Manasseh to the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, the kingdom of all the king of Bashan, but the whole land with its six of the territory around them. Gathered itself Sihon, and the tribe has fortified cities that built tents for their flock. For the Reubenites, we built such homes, Simeon, and for the Ephraimites, as well as Nebo, and Baal, Neom. By the name of King Sigma, they gave name to the city. They rebuilt. They built. The descendants of the son of Manasseh, son of Gilead, captured it and drove out the Amorites who were there. So Moses gave Gilead to Rebekah, the son of Manasseh. And they traveled to me, and they settled there. There, the descendants of Manasseh captured their settlement, called them Havoth-Jair, and Jobab captured in a surrounding settlement, and called it
was taken from his life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. We always say, but with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like his kingdom in his foreign country. He lived in tents as Isaac and Jacob, who heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundation, the architect and builder of God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah himself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. So from this one man, and he is good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the same promise. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Isaac left Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed to Joseph's son and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he then was married, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king of Egypt. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded the strength for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the pleasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to future life. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the kingdom. Persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea and on their land. But when the Egyptians saw the themselves, they would run. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute, the hot, because she welcomed the stars, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and the prophets, this is a conquered kingdom, administer justice, and obtain what is done. He shuts the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the adversity. His weakness was turned into strength, and he became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. Women received back or dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced fears and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. Destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They were in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First 2 verses 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that we need and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance to reach marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him. The joy of the cross, going to change, sat down at the right hand of the Son of God. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, folks, Yeah.